This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. It's a beautiful night here in New York City, Tuesday evening. The night of Daf HaShavua, Nedarim Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. What else could possibly be going on? Okay, so we're learning Masechta Nedarim Daf Gimel. And the Gemara was discussing the order of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah began by speaking about Kinoi Nedarim, and it went on to explain a case of Yadois Nedarim. Kinoi are a nickname for Nedarim, and Yadois are when you say a suggestion of a Nedar. And the Gemara had a double question. Question number one is, it said the category of Kinoyim, but it explained the category of Yadois. Furthermore, it left out the category of Yadois. Why didn't the Mishnah say, call Yadois Nedarim k'nedarim? So to that the Gemara says, well, it's Chisurei Mechzara v'Hachi Katani, which this whole sugya is maintaining that if something's missing, it cannot be missing in the beginning, it can only be missing second. So really, what it said originally was, call Kinoi Nedarim k'nedarim, v'chal Yadois Nedarim k'nedarim. And then the Gemara asks, well, why would it first explain Yadois and then Kinuyim if it listed Kinuyim first? So the Gemara says, well, doesn't it always do that? Doesn't it always say, Bameh Madlikin, Uvama Ein Madlikin, Ein Madlikin? That's the style of the Tana. The Tana always does it that way. It always explains, Mai Desalak Mine. So the Gemara asked, really? I'll show you five cases where first it explained the first outlined category, like Yesh Noichlin Umanchilin Noichlin Veloy Manchilin Ve'ilu Noichlin Umanchilin. So the Gemara says, well, in those cases it would be too confusing because there's so many cases listed. And then the Gemara says, well, I'll find you a shorter case where there are only two cases listed, Bama Behema Yoitza Bama Eno Yoitza. And it says Yoitza first. So we see that even by shorter cases, it first picks the and explains the first category mentioned. To which the Gemara says, Ela Lav Dafka. We're on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ela Lav Dafka. Really, there's no rhyme or reason. Zimnim Mefaresh Tahu De Pasach Bereisha. Sometimes it explains the one that it opened with first, Zimnin Hahu Desalik Mefarash Bereisha. Sometimes it explains first the one that it ended with. Look in the Ran, Ela Lav Davka, Katani Zimnin Mefarash, Neroli, Delahachi Mishani Sidre Tana. The reason why in Shas, the Torah, the Shas sometimes explains case A and sometimes explains case B, La Ashmeina, and it's to teach you, Deleka Kpeda Bimelsa, that there is no Hakpada. V'chol Tana D'Tani K'deboi Shaper Dami. Any Tana that teaches, he does it well. Whatever order you choose is good. Deleka Baha Milsa Mishum V'Tivchar Lashon Arumim. There is no concept here of choosing the more clever or the more thoughtful approach. Either approach is good. That's why some Tanaim do it one way, some Tanaim do it a different way, but there's no real rhyme or reason. It could be any way you like. Okay? That's what we did last night. Tonight, we're going to see a second answer. V'ibois eima. And if you want, you could say as follows. Yadois, the case of Yadois, Aidi da Asyun Midrasha Mefarish Lahoin Beresha. Since it's learnt out of a drasha, it explains it first. What does that mean? We're going to see that Kinoi Nedarim is logical that Kinoi Nedarim should work. It's a nickname. A nickname is a name. A nickname is effective. It's obvious that that works. But the fact that Yadois is an operable way to make a neder, since it's learnt out of a drasha, it explains it first. It explains a case of Yadois. Says the Ran, nearly, what this means is the Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara means to say. Vadai deleka kpeda b'milsa kideka amrit. Certainly, there is no hakpada, how you explain categories of the Mishnah. Like we proved, sometimes it's Bama, Madlikin Vama, Ein Madlikin, Ein Madlikin, and sometimes it's Bama, Behima, Yoitza, Vama, Ein Yoitza, Yoitze. De Behaleka Lamiflag, De Masnaisa Muchachi Shaper, the various Mishnayas show very clearly that there's no rhyme or reason. But in our Mishnah, there happens to be a rhyme or reason, and that rhyme or reason is that since Yadais are learnt out of a drasha, so they were explained first. Miu b'masnisin, in our Mishnah, loy tema, don't say chada minayu nakat. It just picked one of the possible approaches. Namely, it said kinuyim, and then yadois, and then explained yadois first. Ela bedavka aktim yadois. It was maktim yadois bedavka. Why? Mishum da'asin midrasha. Because it's learnt out of a drasha. So now the Gemara says, really? Now the Gemara doesn't say what the drasha is. We're going to come to it later in the Gemara, what the drasha of yadais is. Says Gemara, Hanicha lamanda amar kinuyin lashain nachrim hein. This, I'm sorry, I skipped. Fourth line. V'liftach hadin bereisha. Well then, open up the Mishnah with yadais. If yadais is so beloved because it's learned out of a drasha, then the Mishnah should start. Yadois nedarim kinedarim, kinuyim nedarim kinedarim. And we said no. It says kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, and then, even though it's missing, it says yadois nedarim kinedarim. If we explain yadois first because it's beloved, because it's learned out of a drasha, so then establish that category first. Says the Gemara. No. Miftich pasach b'chinuyan da'iraisa. First it opens up with kinoy, which is da'iraisa. Now what does that mean, it's da'iraisa? It means it's obvious that it works. And then v'hadar mefarish yadois ta'asin la'midrasha. And then it explains yadois, which is learnt out of a drasha. Meaning, when we present the categories, we'll present the obvious category first, namely kinuyim, followed by yadois. But when we explain cases, we'll first explain the less obvious case, and then we'll explain the more obvious case. We'll explain yadois, and then we'll explain kinuyim. Says the Gemara. Wait a second. So now let's clarify what we're saying. According to the second Iboisema, the Mishnah begins with kinuyim because it's clear, it's obvious, it's medaraisa. It then goes to yadois because it's a drasha. But when explaining it, we first go to yadois, which is a drasha, and it's chaviv. And then we explain kinuyim. Now we're going to get involved in the famous Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that's going to be brought in the Gemara later on in Daf Yud. What exactly are these kinuyim? Are they a terminology for a neder in a foreign language? And then it would be really obvious that they work. After all, it's just not in Hebrew. It's in Japanese. Okay, but there's no din, a neder has to be Hebrew. Or is it just a made-up terminology that the rabbis made up, which would then be a very big chiddush that they work? So says the Gemara. Ha nichalamand amar kinuyin lasha nachrim. This is all fine and good according to the manda amar that kinuyim is a language of the Gentiles. It's a foreign language. So then it's obvious it works. So we could follow the pattern that we established, that we open up with kinuyim. Then we say the bigger novelty of yadois. And then we explain yadois first because it's learned from a drasha. But according to the opinion that these were terminologies that the rabbis invented to use for a neder, which is an extremely big chiddush. And take a look in the Ran. Why did the rabbis make this up? Look in the Ran. Ki pasach b'chinuyim da'iraisa. It began with kinuyim da'iraisa shekein derech hatana. It's a derech of hatana lahaschil bedvarim hayiduim v'abshutim. To begin with things that are known and are obvious. By the way, what does it mean, Badu. Shechidshum Malibam. They invented it from their heart. Milashan Asher Bada Milibai. It's a pasuk in Navi. The month that they invented from their on their own. That's referring to Chodesh Cheshvan. Okay? Actually, so you see this Gemara we're learning is Dabar Yafa Be'itai. It's the month that they invented on their own. Liyos Naderbai. Mefurash L'mefarish L'kaman. It's explained later on. She'im Yoymar Karban. If you say Karban, Chayshinan were afraid, right? Karban is the biblical word used for neder. We're afraid if you use the word Karban. Chayshinan Shema Yazger as Hashem. We're afraid you might mention Hashem's name. The Hashem Samach Gabe Karban. The name of Hashem is usually juxtaposed to Karban, Kedachsev, Karban Lashem. It says a Karban to Hashem. So we're afraid if people would use the word Karban, they would say Karban Lashem. And there's nothing wrong with that because that's a terminology in the Chumash. The problem is they then may omit the word Karban and just say Lashem. And that's a problem. V'shem Yazker as Hashem, they might say Hashem's name v'lo Yazker Karban. V'nimtza shohitzi shem shemayim l'vatala. U'lekach chidshu l'shaynois halalo. Therefore, they innovated these terminologies. So according to that, that destroys this whole approach. Because this approach is saying, we start with kinuyim, which are obvious. We start with the category of kinuyim, which are obvious. We then go to yadois, which are learned from a drasha. But when it comes to explaining, we explain yadois first, which is learned from a drasha. But now we're saying kinuyim is not obvious. What about according to the opinion that kinuyim is an invented terminology of the Chachamim? If kinuyim is just a foreign language, so indeed, they're obvious. So we'll say the category first, but we'll explain yadois first. But according to the opinion that it's an invented language of the Chachamim. Ma'ik lamemar says around the afagav demidai raisa namihem. Even according to the opinion that it's a language the rabbis invented, it would still be dairaisa. K'mosh shekasavti b'mishnasenu, like I wrote previously. The Ran held that even according to the opinion that it's a terminology that's invented, it's still dairaisa. Afilu hachi. Nevertheless, it's not more obvious than yodais. It's still a bigger chiddush than yadois. Einon pshutin yadois from yadois. It's not more obvious than yadois. Kidei sheyaskel b'hem, that we should begin with it. Adarabah, just the opposite. Yadois would be more obvious because that's learned out of a drasha. Yadois pshitit fei da asum a drasha. So now, according to the opinion that kinuyim are a language the rabbis invented, we should actually begin with yadois. We should begin with yadois. Says the Gemara, Mi katani yadais? Did we not learn yadais? That means we're now falling off of the assumption we held the whole time. The whole time we held that if something's missing in the Mishnah, it can't be missing in the beginning. Right? If somebody left something out, it would never leave it out in the beginning. And now we're reevaluating that. Who says that's so? Says the Gemara. Mika tani yadais? Does it say yadais? No, it doesn't say explicitly yadais as a second case. Velav chesuri kamachsart. Is it not missing? La. So aktim nami v'tani yadais. It actually advanced the case of yadois. Kol yadois nedarim ki nedarim. All yadois of nedarim are like nedarim. Meaning, now that it's missing, it actually says it first. Kol yadois nedarim ki nedarim. V'chol kinuye nedarim ki nedarim. Now we're saying that when it's missing, it could be missing first. So it actually originally said, Kol yadois nedarim ki nedarim, v'chol chinuyei nedarim ki nedarim. So it's actually saying the smaller chiddush first. It's saying the more elementary case first, according to the opinion, kinuyim is a language the rabbis invented. Kol yadois nedarim ki nedarim, v'chol chinuyei nedarim ki nedarim. And then it explains the simpler case first, v'eluhein yadois, ha'imer l'chaveiroi, like the Mishnah says, v'eluhein kinuyim, like the Mishnah says later, koinam, koinam, koineach, koines. Okay, so basically what the Gemara is doing is like this. It's falling off of a lot of things. It's saying that according to the opinion that Kinoi Nedarim are a foreign language, so they're obvious. So it starts by saying Kinuyim. The Chesuri Mechsura puts in Yadais, which is a bigger Chiddush, and the style is to say the elementary case first. And it explains Yadais, which is learnt out of a drasha, and then later on it explains Kinuyim. But according to the opinion that it's a language the rabbis invented from their own mind, so that's a very big Chiddush, it actually says Yadois first, which is a more elementary case. It says Kinuyim, which is a bigger Chiddush. It explains Yadois, which is a more elementary case. And then it says Kinuyim. Okay, now take a look in the Ran. Aktim nami v'toni Yadois bereisha. Hashta misham duchke. Now because of the difficulties, Hadrinan mimai denagat b'pshitusa b'kolosugin. We're retracting that which we maintained as a premise in the whole sugya, that the whole sugya maintained that if it's chesuri mechsura, it cannot be chesuri mechsura in the middle. I'm sorry, in the beginning, it has to be in the middle. De'i chesuri mechsura, if there's something missing, reisha demilso loy mechsura, in the beginning it's not missing. Ba'amrinan, we say, de lamanda amar lashon shabadu chacham, according to the opinion that it's a language the rabbis invented, have a reisha mechsura. We're going to say now the reisha is missing. Namely, the reisha was yadais, then kinuyim. Va'amrinan de mefarish tana mai de pasach be. The tana would first explain what it opened up with yadais. The hai v'ibayis ema hachi kamar. This second answer, this is what it's saying. The tana de masnisin, the tana of our Mishnah, sidra dafka nakar. It picked this seder dafka. Lefrushe Yadais Bresha, first explaining Yadais, which is a small chiddush. Lamar Mehecha de Solik Mine, Misham de Asin Le Midrasha. According to one man de Amar, meaning, either, basically, according to this Iba Yisema, this Iboy Seima is saying as follows. This Tana, the Mishnah, its order is Dafka. It's definitely explaining Yadais first. Either because Lamar Mehecha de Salik Mine, either according to the opinion Kinuyim is a foreign language, well, we're going to explain Yadais first because first we say Kinuyim, then Yadais, and we explain Yadais because it's learned out of a drasha. The Kinuyim like Tzricha Lafrusha, we don't have to explain Kinuyim. Ulamar, and according to the other opinion, that Kinuyim are a language that the rabbis made up. Mehecha de Pasach Be. We're explaining Yadais because that's what we started with. Mishum de Yadais Asu Midrasha. V'roi l'hakdiman l'kinuyim. Yadais we started with because it's more elementary. Because Kinuyim is Einon Ela Lashon Shabadu Chachamim. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses a new topic. We've been saying now that Yadais is learnt out of a drasha. Which drasha? What does it mean Yadais is learnt out of a drasha? What's the drasha? The Yadais hechiksiv. Does it say Yadais? So the pasuk says Ish, a man, kiyafli, who separates himself, lindar neder, to make a neder, nazir lahazir, as a nazir to stay away from wine for Hashem. V'tanya, we learned in a brayso, nazir lahazir, this is a double lasha, nazir lahazir. You know we learned from nazir lahazir, la'asos kinuye nazirus kinazirus, to make nicknames of nazirus like nazirus, v'yadois nazirus kinazirus, and the suggestions of nazirus like nazirus. Now if you look in the Ran takes out Kinuye Naziros Kinaziros, and he just leaves in Yadois Naziros Kinaziros. Hachi Garsinon says Iran, Lasis Yadois Naziros Kinaziros, Veloy Garsinon Kinuye Naziros Kinaziros. Why? Demimanov Shach. Either way, Lav Mikranavka, we don't learn Kinuyim from a Pasuk. Why? If it's a foreign language, it's obvious. If it's a language the rabbis made up, it's not learned out from a pasuk. De'ilosh nachram him, if it's a foreign language, lo tzricha kra, they don't need a pasuk. De'ilosh chachamim him, if it's a language the rabbis made up, hechinafkim mikra, how could you possibly learn it from a pasuk? So the girsa of the Ran is, from the pasuk nazir lahazir, we learn out yadois nazirus. Now, we're not home now, because we're trying to learn out yadois nedarim. So, we learn out Nazir lahazir lasos kinuye naziros kinaziros. We take out those words. The yadois naziros kinaziros. But the Gemara says, the Brisa says, ainli ela benaziros. I only know yadayim by naziros benadarim minayim. How do I know by nadarim? Says the Gemara, makish naziros to nadarim. It compares naziros to nadarim because it says lindar nadar nazir lahazir. So we're comparing naziros to nadarim, and we're comparing Naziros to Nadarim, or Nadarim to Naziros. We're comparing Nadarim to Naziros. This is a Hekesh. Ma Naziros, also by Yadis Naziros ke Naziros. Just like by Naziros, we make suggestions of handles of Naziros like Naziros. Af Nadarim, so to Nadarim, also by him Yadis Nadarim ke Nadarim. We make handles of Nadarim like Nadarim. So we learn it out from a Hekesh, even though we're going to see, why do you need a Hekesh? The same way it says Nazir Lahazir, it says Lindar Neder. So the same type of drasha that we learn out, Yadois Naziros Ki Naziros, by Naziros, why do we have to extend it to Nadarim through a Hekesh? It says a double Lashon by Nadarim. Uman Nadarim. Af Nadarim, Asalem Yadois Nadarim Ki Nadarim. So too by Nadarim, we make Yadois Nadarim like Nadarim. Uman Nadarim, just like Nadarim, Oiver Bebal Yacher Bal Ta'acher. That if you do not fulfill your neder, you violate Lo Yachel Devarai. And if you don't, if you're Menader a carbon and you delay bringing it, you're Oiver Bal Ta'acher. Delaying. Af Naziros, so too by Naziros, Oiver Bebal Yachel. If you break your Naziros, you're Oiver Bal Yachel. And if you break your neder, and you break your nazira, if you delay your naziros, ubabal ta'acher. So that's, we compare nadarim to naziros. And we're going to compare naziros to nadarim. Uma nadarim, just like a nedar, ha'av mefer nidrei bitai, a father could annul his daughter's vow. Ubal mefer nidrei ishtai, a husband could annul his wife's vow. Af naziros, so to naziros, ha'av mefer naziros bitai, a father could annul the naziros of his daughter, Ubal mefer naziros ishtai, and a husband could annul the naziros of his wife. So the Gemara asks, Maishna gabi naziros tchsiv nazir lahazir? What's special that we have a source by naziros that yadayim yadois naziros kinaziros tchsiv nazir lahazir, a double lashon, a nazir to abstain from wine, nedarim nami, by nedarim also, haksiv, lindar neder. By the way, let's look back at the Ran. That, what does it mean by nedarim, your oiver bal yachel bal ta'acher? That im amar kikar za'alai, if you say this kikar is aser to me, ika bal yachel, if you violate your oiver bal yachel, vi'in nadar lahavi carbon, if you made a neder to bring a carbon, ika bal ta'acher, if you delay it. And just like by Nadarim, Habal Mefer Nidre Yishtai, Nidre Inoy Nefesh, Nadarim of Inoy Nefesh, Udvarim Shabenoy Labena, and it matters between him and her, Kedisa Basifri, and a father could be Mefer Nidre Bito, Kedisivim, Haini Avia Yosa, and the Baal could be Mefer Nidre Yishtai, Tachsivim Hafer Yafarai Sam Isha Biyam Shamai. So a husband could annul the Nadarim of his wife if it's personal Nadarim. So what's special about Nadarim, Tachsiv Nazir Lahazir? Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. And therefore, the Hekesh Shalomali. Why do I need the Hekesh? Why do I need the Hekesh? Once I have Lindar Neder, why do I need the Hekesh? Says the Gemara, E kasav Neder Lindar, if it would say the noun before the verb, Kidukasav, like it says, Nazir, abstaining from, Nazir, one who abstains from wine, Lahazir, to abstain from wine, if it would say the noun before the verb, which is an unusual terminology, then kiduka amrit, we can make this limud, because usually it will say a verb before the noun. Lindar, it will usually say look in the Ran. Tchsiv nazir lahazir delav orche dekrahachi. Nazir lahazir is not usual. Del oilam hamakar koydem el shem hapu'ula. Usually the verb is before the noun. Kedachsev lesar isar lekayim kol davar. So if it would say, like it says by Nazirus, nazir lahazir, the noun before the verb, then, and it would say neder lindar, then you could make a drasha. But it says, then in Kedek Amrit, then like you say, Loitzar Hekesha, we would not need the Hekesh. But Hash Tadachsiv Lindar Neder, now that it says to vow, a vow, which is a typical way to speak, Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. To that, you could say the Torah spoke in the way, in the typical way that people speak. That's a typical expression, provided that the verb is before the noun. But by Nazir, it says Nazir Lahazir, that's atypical.
If somebody accepts Nazirus, is he taking on a neder as well?
Or Nazirus is a type of neder, but it's a separate category. Now, says the Gemara, Hanichal Amanda Islay Dibra Torah Kalashim Nayada. This is all fine and good according to the Manda Amar. The Torah speaks like people speak. So even though it says the verb before the noun, I'm sorry. So even though it says the verb before the noun, since it says the verb before the noun, there nothing could be made about the double lashain, and therefore we need the hekesh to learn out yadois nedarim kinedarim, and we learn it out from nazirus, because only by nazirus it says the noun before the verb. El elaman de lesley debatar kolashim neyadam. According to the opinion that the Torah does not speak kolashim neyadam. If I was writing this, I would have said, what do we need the hekesh for? But the way the Gemara asks it is, Hai lindar nedar may avilei. What does he do with the double lashon? The Ran asks, why before did the Gemara say, why do I need the hekesh? It says lindar nedar. And here the Gemara is asking, it says lindar nedar, so why do I need the hekesh? You know, before the Gemara said, since it says the double lashon, why do I need... The Gemara before asked, since I have a double lashon, why do I need the hekesh? Here it's asking, since I have a hekesh, what does he do with lindar neder? So the Ran says, lindar neder mayavilei doha nafkali mehekesh de naziras. V'nir ali demishum hachi, the Ran says, makshe hacha lindar neder mayavilei ul el basama akshe hekesh alamali. Because earlier on, the Gemara was asking on the Braisa. The Braisa said there was a hekesh. So if there's a hekesh, why do I need the hekesh if it says lindar neder? But here we're asking on the Torah. We're asking Torah, why did you write it this way if there is a hekesh? Says the Gemara, well, the Manda Amar that Loi Dibra Torah Kalashan B'nei Adam would say that lindar nedar teaches me yadois nedarim kinedarim. Says Gemara Darish Le, he darshins lasois yadois nedarim kinedarim, to make yadois nedarim like nedarim. And once we low yadois nedarim kinedarim, umakish nazirus lenedarim, we're going to compare nazirus to nedarim. So now the question is, well then, why do I need nazir lahazir? Nazir lahazir, Darish Le. So, and nazir lahazir, he darshins malamed shahan nazirus. Achal al haNazirus. We're going to learn that one Nazirus could be chal on another Nazirus. So if a guy says, Harini Nazir, look in the Ran. Could go into Amar, Harini Nazir Hayoim. Harini Nazir Hayoim. Deloy Amrinon Delis Gilei B'Shleshamu. It's not enough that he should keep 30 days. Al Tzach Lim Noshtei Nazirus. He has to observe two Nazirus. Tahainu Shishim. Venaf Gilei Midachsiv Nazir Lahazir. Kolomer Kishakiba Lios Nazir. Efshaloi Lahazir Oid. He can make another Nazirus. Ukid Aprishas. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We're going to try to get together Thursday night, as I mentioned, to stay ahead. And maybe Matzah Shabbos, because I'm going to be away next week. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great night. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.